pred zavideu.
My name is Themis. I come from Greece. I study philosophy in Athens.
Studentska izmenjava.
I decided to come on Erasmus. I just needed some money to travel, and so I took the money and I came here. And I wanted a change in my views, and of course meet new people and having experiences, see another country in general, because I was bored in my country a little bit.
Slovenia in Ljubljana.
I choose it. I actually don't know why. It was interesting in the map, you know. It was a small country and the city was small one. And I like, because I was living in a big city, and I like to see how it's going in a smaller. That's why, I think. And of course, because they could accept me with English language. Actually, I think it was a really good choice. I feel like comfortable, everybody's friendly, and yeah, you don't need to lose time to meet people because you can meet them in the first day, and there's many things happening in the city for every kind of style, of lifestyle, so I think it's good and beautiful place.
Studentsko življenje.
In Greece, some things are the same. The majority of the students like partying, for example. And here, as I can see, they like partying. So it's not a big change. We're in Europe, you know. And the difference is that maybe we had a big, really big movement the last 3 years. So we have for 1 year strikes and we were living in the university, so it was something that was different because of the circumstances, but not in general, I think. But if you participate also, because if you didn't, maybe it's the same here and there. Actually, in Greece we have dormitories, but not in every city. And also, you can stay there only if you're like poor, only if your parents' salaries, like, we have a limit. So just a part of students lives there, and you don't pay. It's for free, and the food's for free, but you can't go. If you're not like poor, or you don't have many sister or brothers and sisters, and you have to rent a house. The majority rent a house, and the difference is that we rent actually alone. Like, we don't have roommates usually. It's not often to find a house with many people, and here is often. Mm-hmm. We are used to have more space. The program study, it's kind of different. Here they have more philosophy lessons, and we have also literature lessons and psychology lessons. We have everything. I don't know why. we can't have independent department of philosophy. You have to study 1 year literature, psychology and pedagogy, and then you have to start studying philosophy. So you start 3 years, not four, philosophy. And it's quite, here I think it's much, much better, the quality of studies and the organizing things. It's much, much better. The department are smaller, we have a really huge department, and the professors are not coming, they're like, you know, it's really, really big value to be a professor, so they don't really care about what is going on, and here they care more, I think.
Studentska gibania.
For 3 years we have a really big student movement, because in our laws, it's forbidden to have a private university, and we have some small, but they wanted to change this big, it is a basic law in Greece, and they wanted to change so they can have also private universities. And with this change was also some other rules for the public universities about the money, about the autonomy of the university, make it more antagonistic, and if you don't have research, you don't have money for the lessons, for everything. So it was this plan, and the student movement was really disappointed of this. They didn't like, nobody liked this change. So we have for, I think, 2006 and until 2007, we didn't have like lessons or anything, or exams period. We lose everything, and we have really big strikes, and at last it didn't change. I mean, it changed, but not the basic law that it is like, you know, thinking about and trying, but I think it works out. It was something. The first action was that the universities didn't work. We have like student meetings in every university, and the decisions were like strike, make general strike in the whole country. So sometimes some universities was opening or something, but in general the main one was closed. And so in the university were like many actions, some lessons, but in a different way from students, and what else, discussions and movies, all these things that you can make on a strike. And also many demonstrations, like every week one at least, and in a month 2 week demonstration in Athens from the whole country. So everybody was coming for every city to participate. So we made it, like, it was some really huge. I think this movement was part of the crisis. It's because it didn't start like now. It starts step by step all these last years. But now, as I see, there's no really hard reaction from the students in what is going on from the universities formal, because we don't participate as universities in the demonstration. Just the students participate, but not the universities. Like, you understand the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Bolonski proces.
Bologna, for me, it's not like the problem that we have to be against. Some things, for example, Erasmus is also in the Bologna process, and you can have some good points with exchange. But the point is that, as I told you before, the universities became more like a factory, and you don't have time in your studies to do anything else, so it's you just go to the university to be prepared for a job, and this is the only aim of the university, but not knowledge, but earn money, and yeah, this is something that I don't really like. Also, you can't, for example, if you're from a poor family, you can't have a job easily, because if you have to finish your studies in 4 years and you don't have money for your rent, for your life, you have to work, and you can't do both things. You can't work and studying.
Udver besedar. Slovenia.
Green.
Ljubljana.
Beautiful. River.
Bologna.
Shit.
Erasmus.
Party.
Erasmus people.
Crazy.
And study.
No study. For Erasmus.
Ok, hvala lepa in se vidimo.
Živio. Hvala lepa.
Πάρε αδερφέ μου μην κάνεις κάτι το έχω ακτή να περάσω από το σειρματινό φράχτη και τον ήλιο να θάμπωσω για λίγο να μην μας πάρουν χαμπάρι όσο θα ανοίγω και θα πρίγω στις γης τα ρήματα τα πιο μόρφα κλίματα ζωής θελήματα της φτωχιάς γεννήματα μόνο ακρίβα βήματα και δίπλα στα θύματα η παρέα μου κίνη αφήνει και πάλι μα τα πάμε Με νοικολιά μου push il figlio di papà non vogliamo questa guerra che contro l'umanità noi prenderemo il sole la libertà sulla spiaggia di Guantanamo il vento ci porterà Τρομάξτε τους ήδη φοβισμένους δεσμότες με λόγια καινούτες και για τσαλίνες πόρτες ραγίζουν κι τα μήνυ τα ουράνια αγγίζουν δυο πυρήνα μάτια και πύργους γκρεμίζουν Yo. Πάμε Απαντάναμο in gabbia c'è anche gente innocente gente presa a caso che non c'entra niente dove sono i processi le prove i diritti noi non stiamo zitti non stiamo zitti falso 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 grande capo sei un capo solo col fucile puntato non ti rispetta più nessuno ormai nel mondo Guantanamo e la guerra non nascondono il tramonto noi non vogliamo Bush faraoni, predatori, petrolieri ricoperti di rubini e ori noi non vogliamo Bush che coltiva il terrore ultima spiaggia e speranza per restare al potere io schiacciati in fondo al mondo come sardine pure ancora vedi che l'umanità combatte vive questo canto vola oltre oceani e colline dove un nuovo mondo sorge per voi c'è scritto fine
let's wonder let's fly let's find us in Guantanamo and free the fire
πάμε σαν διψασμένα πουλιά μέχρι το Guantanamo να πάρουμε τη φωτιά
let's wonder
Free the prisoners of war from indefinite detention down in Cuba. Feel sorry for the innocent ones who suffer. So we dedicate this one to all world leaders. If you live in a glass house, don't throw stones. What gives you the right to invade people's homes? Terrorism is something that we can't condone. So there's more than one reason why the towers came down. Bombe, San Dimas Manapuya, Mekri do Guantanamo, Nabarumendi Fodia. Vamos a hacer lo imposible por una vez más como en vieja saga con un tripulación puro la roja armada que viene de los cinco horizontes del mundo Yuraga rodeada de agua y encima las barreras cederá las historias nosotros que en alas de varos y las palabras amos libertaremos el fuego en Guantanamo
Je repense aux images des prisons de Guantanamo Des hommes dans des cages traités comme des animaux En détention, loin de Genève et ses conventions Certains sont innocents de toutes ces accusations Faire subir aux autres ce qu'on n'aime pas subir C'est comme ça qu'ils poussent ces terroristes à réagir Je dis attention, car je sens monter la tension Ces provocations auront de graves répercussions Nos dirigeants passent leur temps à semer le vent Et quand vient la tempête, les tours tombent en miettes Mais qui ramasse les pots cassés, c'est malheureusement Nous, toujours nous, encore nous, les innocents
Πάμε, φώναξε σ' όλους πως πάμε Μιλάμε, αγαπάμε, νιώθουμε και τα δεσμά τους φάματα Μονούμε και σ' άλλη γλώσσα μιλάμε Στον ήλιο την άκρη περνάμε
Noi non vogliamo Bush, il figlio di papà Non vogliamo questa guerra che è contro l'umanità Noi prenderemo il sole e la libertà Sulla spiaggia di Guantanamo il vento ci porterà
Non stiamo zitti, non stiamo zitti Noi non vogliamo Bush Noi non vogliamo Bush
let's wander, let's play, let's find us in Guantanamo and free the fire.
Πάμε σαν διψασμένα πουλιά μέχρι το Guantanamo να πάρουμε τη φωτιά.
Vamos como pájaros del fuego de Guantanamo, libertaremos el fuego.
Des oiseaux volent vers les terres de Guantanamo, ville de l'enfer.
Πάμε σαν διψασμένα πουλιά μέχρι το Guantanamo να πάρουμε τη φωτιά.
Let's wander, let's play, let's find us in Guantanamo and free the fire.
Thank you.